It's awkward and it's funny and it's a big hit on Netflix. The second series of The Letdown is now screening. It's an Australian production. It's written by Sarah Scheller and Alison Bell, starring the latter as the underslept, overstressed new mother, Audrey. Alison Bell has long been a star of stage and screen in Australia. She and her family have now moved to LA. I asked her how that's going.
LA is wild. I've got a friend who calls it the United States of Anxiety, and I think that's what it is here in LA. But it's, as everyone kind of talks about, it's a place of extraordinary optimism and coded language, which I struggle with, and unbridled enthusiasm. So it's a marked change from Australia.
Is it real enthusiasm, or is it just the American way?
I'm yet to work that out, to be completely honest. It is really refreshing to be around people who are so positive about ideas and this is going to happen and that's going to happen. But at the same time, it is endlessly confusing about, you know, trying to work out what is real and what is not. So I think they're pathologically enthusiastic here. And I come from a very cynical culture. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's a curious marriage, me and LA. But it is, you know, I'm having a lot of really interesting meetings and meeting a lot of interesting, very accomplished people. So that's rejuvenating in many ways. You know, there are heaps of extremely talented people back home, but there is always the qualification of we don't have any money. This is, you know, we're not going to get this up because it's too niche. You know, like there are always those conversations happening. So
well,
that don't happen here.
Given those conversations, how did The Letdown get made?
That was a bold decision.
Did
by
nobody
our
say to
broadcaster.
You? Did nobody say to you, oh my God, I mean, this is just going to be such a downer?
No. The ABC didn't say that. That was the net, you know, that they're our producers at home. And I think they were incredibly courageous. I think they saw a market, a huge gap in the market, which Sarah and I were very, very aware of. And they told us to go for it, you know, and I'm forever grateful because on other networks, it would have been a very different show, I think, and people would have been, I mean, people still are confronted by the aesthetic of our show, and it's not like, we're trendsetters. It's not like everyone's starting to make these shows that where the actresses don't wear makeup and...
Oh, is that what you mean?
When it's brutal and, yeah, you know, all that
confronted
sort of things,
by the aesthetic. That's a nice phrase.
Yeah.
I'm going to use
yes.
that constantly.
Take it. It's all yours.
You mean when you look like a bag of having been up all night with the baby?
Yeah.
In America, they would be inclined to put a spot of makeup on you, would they?
Oh, of course. Oh, well, in Australia as well. I don't know about New Zealand, but in Australia, most TV shows wouldn't have that happening. But so I'm really proud that the ABC went, do it. This is funny. Do it. You know, and this is the truth. And that's very exciting for me. That's the kind of work I want to continue to do. And it's the kind of work I've done previously, you know, on the stage or, you know, wherever I've been working. So I'm just thrilled that they didn't get scared off.
Well, of course. I mean, your credibility is very high. You are a star of stage and screen in Australia. So they were very smart to trust you. How did the Netflix, how did the Netflix connection work? How does that happen?
That came about because the ABC did a pilot series, which is very unusual for them. They made six pilots. The Letdown pilot was one of them, and they aired all six, and they kind of had this kind of competition, like, you know, an audience participation sort of thing where audience gave feedback and they determined which shows would go to series. Out of that, we got a proof of concept. We got, you know, our pilot. And so Netflix, when we needed a co-producer, you know, I'm sure it's similar in New Zealand. It's very hard for our national broadcaster to fund a lot of shows, so we're always looking for co-producers for stuff. So we then started talking to Americans and had a meeting with Netflix, and they could see the show. That's how we got them on board. We showed them the pilot, we talked to them about our ideas, and we were quite amazed when they said, we'll co-produce this show with you. We went, what? It was quite thrilling.
How much did Netflix change anything in what you anticipated doing?
They didn't.
Complete freedom for you?
Complete freedom from Netflix. Yeah.
Did that surprise you?
It did. You know, a lot of us have heard stories about how American networks work and that they can be very hands-on. Netflix with us were the opposite. They, when we went in and had a meeting about the second season, our executive there, we told him about the slightly controversial parts of the second season, and he said, if they're the stories you want to tell, tell them. That was the guidance from Netflix. So we had a lot of freedom there.
You're talking about the abortion thing, for example.
I am, yes, yes.
And how did that run? How did that run in America?
It hasn't seemed to have ruffled any feathers. I haven't seen anything that's been negative about it.
Because it's interesting, isn't it?
It's surprising.
It's a much more controversial issue in America than it is perhaps.
It absolutely is. Yeah. That said, you know, our New South Wales Parliament is debating whether to legalise abortion presently. So it's still an issue in Australia. But you're right, absolutely. Over here, the religious part of the country has a very loud and very prominent voice here, and very strong opinions about, you know, abortion. And we're seeing it happen, you know, here in America. We're seeing governments try and overturn Roe v. Wade, you know, so it's a frightening time for those issues. But, you know, our show hasn't had much backlash, which is interesting.
Have you been successful enough to have a third series? Is that on the table?
It's certainly on the table from the ABC. Netflix takes a month to collate all their data and say yes or no to third series. So we're still waiting to hear from them. We'll see. We'll see. We know it landed very well for Netflix. Season one did, but we also are well aware that they are now getting into a habit of cancelling shows after two seasons. And I understand that people's attention spans are a lot shorter, and there's an extraordinary amount of content. There's too much content now.
So much content, right?
Yeah, it's getting insane. So I do understand why they go, yeah, next show, you know. So we're not holding our breath, but at the same time, you know, we've been overwhelmed by the response, particularly back home, to season two. It was, you know, a beautiful response to our work. So we're very proud, regardless of what happens, whether we make a third or not.
You've been obviously and naturally quite careful about your private life, but we do know that you have a son with whom you were pregnant when you were making the first series of The Letdown, I believe. Or was it the second?
I was pregnant when I was writing the pilot. And I gave birth to my son, I think, eight weeks before my first meeting with the ABC. They called us, I think, a month out from me giving birth and said, we'd like to make this with you. And I went, now? Oh, God. And then I promptly gave birth. And then, yes, we had our first Skype meeting when he was 8 weeks old.
Could you have written this? Could you have written this or indeed acted it? Had you never had children?
I think I could have, because Sarah, who's my co-creator and co-writer, has two. And I was propelled to make this show by watching what my sister, who's a mother of three, was going through, and other friends, and kind of marvelling at how at the lies we'd been sold on screen about parenthood. So I think I could have done, you know, and I've certainly played roles, you know, of women whose lives do not reflect mine at all. But at the same time, going through all of that with my own son, living that first year of motherhood whilst we rewrote the pilot, whilst we developed the first series, was extremely helpful. And certainly in the acting of it, when we made the pilot, I was so underslept. There was very little acting. You know, I was in the middle of it. I was in the middle of it myself. So I do think that helped. And certainly with the details, Sarah's children are slightly older than mine. And so by the time when we were redrafting, I was the one speaking with the midwives and reading the you know, getting the new apps and reading the latest kind of trends in parenting. And you know, we'd have these conversations and she'd say, you know, 4 hourly feeds, and I'd say, oh, it's 3 hourly now or whatever. You know, I've forgotten all the details. But, you know, we could use all the details because I was in the thick of it. But we also had the benefit of Sarah's hindsight. You know, she was out of it, just that little bit further out of it. I think Henry, her youngest was 3, I think, when we were doing this. And so she was a bit more clear-eyed than me, and could laugh a little more. You know, I'd tell her about some mild trauma from that day, and she'd go, "Great, let's make that funny." You know, and, it was a. You know, I think we were a good team at you know, good times in our lives to be writing this stuff.
I'm talking to Alison Bell, who is the co-author and the star of the series The Letdown, which is now running on Netflix. Since The Letdown, I mean, it was part of the zeitgeist, right? Because since then there's been a lot of columns and blogs about the often kind of grim reality of motherhood, you've got to laugh kind of motherhood. But
yes.
But did you... You must have felt like you were treading on virgin ground, if you'll excuse that expression, when you first had the concept, did you?
Yes, we did. We did, and it came from frustration that we had that no one was telling the truth. And certainly, since we started, there has been this extraordinary proliferation of material. And I think everyone, well, a lot of women, were feeling the frustration that Sarah and I felt back to 7, 8 years ago when we started doing this. Yes, it did feel like it felt like it were. We didn't know how it would be received. You know, we were not at all certain that it would land, that people would want to see the truth. But I'm thrilled that people have embraced it as they have.
Well, I mean, mainly because it's very, very funny. But did nobody say to you, if the truth is known, nobody will have babies anymore? You might be responsible for a drop in the number of pregnancies.
Yes, people have said that to me.
Have they?
Yes, and people have said, I'm not having kids now. You know? Or people have said that confirmed my decision not to have children. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know, people will react how they react, but I actually think great comedy comes from truth. So, you know, we had a duty, not only a feminist duty to tell the truth about women's lives, but I think a duty, a comedic duty to tell the truth as well.
Will the success of The Letdown narrow the range of other work you can do? I mean, you're so well known for being Audrey now, but you've got a great career of stage and television stuff. Will you be able to put Audrey behind you at some stage?
I really hope so. That sounds terrible, but I hope so, because one of the joys of my career has been curating a pretty wild array of characters to play. I've had the great privilege of you know, playing a crazy range, you know, from Honey in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf to Hedda Gabler, you know, to Audrey. But I certainly hope so. Who knows what the future holds, but I hope that it holds as much variety as my past has had.
In The Letdown, who played the baby?
Oh, those beautiful twins.
You had twins.
Yes, yes.
So what? One would be laughing, one would be crying, and somebody would say, bring me the crying one. What? What?
Well, almost. There are very strict rules. I'm guessing it's the same in New Zealand. Very strict rules around children, babies on set. So we were only allowed to use our beautiful babies for a set amount of time each week, which means we need twins. You know, we're the only fools that actually insisted upon having children. You know, the babies in shot all the time. We now understand why you never see the babies in other shows.
No. Just a mysterious bundle.
Yes. Logistical nightmare. But we did, you know, we did. So we had a very, you know, this really complex schedule. We had the twins, but for me also we had backup babies. It was hilarious.
Understudy babies.
We did. We had a lot of babies.
We were laughing in the office the other day because we imagined this great herd of babies backstage, and you would just call for, you know, the laughing baby, the crying baby, the sleeping baby, and they would wheel one out.
We had a lot of crying babies in season two. It was a tough age. They know who their mothers are and who their fathers are, and they know that it's not us. It was very different to season one, where the babies were young enough to, you know, sort of go to anyone at a certain point in the process. They were really relaxed with us, which was amazing. But in season two, they were all just over one, and they were far more aware and a little more camera shy. But we did have a situation with my beautiful Stevies where one of the little girls was very relaxed on set and the other one was often very upset.
So
we would schedule them, yeah, according to the scenes. Okay, I just need one shot of her crying. Yep, we nailed it in one. Okay, there we go.
So you never, teary one. You obviously never had to pinch them or stick pins in them.
No, we okay. weren't. We didn't Shirley Temple them, no.
Just checking. Scott, the ubiquitous drug dealer, is one of my favourite characters. I think he's terribly, terribly funny. Who's the guy that plays him?
Patrick Bramall.
So funny.
He's so funny. He's a very old friend of mine. He's a superstar in Australia, and he's now over here doing stuff in America. He's great. And, you know, I know it sort of – we kind of beggars belief that this relationship develops over the series. But,
of course.
But we've had a lot of fun writing it.
No, it doesn't beggar belief quite as much as the person living in the clothes bin. Come on.
I shouldn't laugh at that.
Come on.
We have homeless problems all, you know, certainly in Sydney. But yes, that was, we also push things a little for comedy.
Are you famous in LA?
No, I wouldn't say that.
If you weren't so modest, would you say that? Would somebody else say you were famous in LA?
No, I don't think so. I don't think anyone's, you know, kind of. Oh, actually, I did have one woman chase me down the road the other day, which was very sweet. But that's very, you know, that's, I can go anywhere without sunglasses and a hat. I'm fine. Very, very under the radar. It's which is absolutely fine with me. I quite like my privacy.
What did the woman do when she caught you?
Oh, she just told me how much she liked the show, which was really sweet.
You must have heard from a lot of parents who say, that's my life, have you?
Yes. It's amazing. We all live the same life, is what I'm learning, because everyone says, that's my life. but that's kind of lovely, you know, where everyone's kind of finding common ground. We're all in the same boat.
Well, you presumably found it relatively cathartic to do the show while you were struggling with new parenthood as well, did you?
I sure did.
Did you?
As even though Sarah would often go, okay, let's make that funny, I would often do that in my own head. You know, when something dreadful was happening, there'd be a part of my brain going,
find the funny bit.
Find the funny after you've had your cry. Find the funny in this humiliation. And that's, you know, that's the show. That's what Sarah and I write.
So let's think that the letdown doesn't get its third series. Have you got other things on the boil?
Yes. Yes, we do. I'm not
what
sure
are
if
they?
I'm allowed to talk about
yes,
them.
You are.
Am I? Yes. Well, there's one show that that has been announced back in Australia, and that's a co-production between ABC International over here and ABC at home, and that's the adaptation of a book called Goodwood by Holly Throsby. So Sarah and I have been writing the pilot for that. We've also sold a show over here to a network, but I don't think I'm allowed to announce it because it hasn't been announced. But yes, we have sold a show idea over here, which is very exciting for us. So we're about to start working on that. So there are things happening, and that, you know, we're working together and separately on new shows.
Gosh, do you think you'll stay in LA for a long time now?
I have no idea what the future holds, but I love home. My little boy just started school in America, and that's mildly confronting.
Yes.
He's very much Australian. I think we will come home, but right now this is where the opportunities seem to be for me. And the reality is the resources are extremely finite at home, and I have to make hay while the sun shines. So I'm here.
Do people approach your husband, John Leary, and assume that he's Jeremy from The Letdown?
It's funny because John is not really like Jeremy.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Jeremy is not based on Johnny. There are some things that are a bit Johnny in there. But Johnny's in the show. My Johnny is in the show. He plays Dave, the donor dad. And he's actually a lot more like Reuben in real life.
I haven't done my research, so I never knew that. So your husband is Dave, the donor dad.
That's right.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Right. Yes. But I've been working like a maniac for a number of years now. So he's been a stay-at-home dad. I mean, he's also an actor and he does gigs, but he's done a lot of the primary caring in the last couple of years, and so he's got some Reuben qualities. Not so much Jeremy.
He could probably write his own series now.
Well, yes. Funny you say that. He's a writer as well. He is writing his own series.
Upcoming.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, from his perspective.
The horrible truth about stay-at-home dads.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, a lot of material there.
That was Alison Bell, who is the Australian writer and star of The Letdown.